My name is Amy Franceschini, and I'm part of a group called Future Farmers. And in the Techno Disobedience Workshop, we are focusing on a project called Seed Journey, which takes form in various locations and here in Brussels. It's looking at uncertified grain seeds and networks of farmers who are getting seeds out of gene banks and putting them in the soil to get them adapted to the contemporary conditions, and then sharing those seeds once they are grown with other farmers to create regional grain production. And the interesting thing about the seeds they are getting is that most of them have not been cultivated for over 70 years. And so they were never they never went through the industrialization process, and so they are quite resistant and diverse because they were never selected for more flour or more starch, which the modern wheats are very they're monocrops, and they're selected for one single trait. So if something goes wrong, they fail quite easily. So I think the disobedience aspect is sort of a question of what happens if you step out of the dominant conditions. In this case, agriculture. These seeds did not go through the industrialization process. So what happens if you don't go through the new tech process? What happens if you step out? I'm not suggesting we step out, but maybe we create our own tools and preserve a certain logic that's counter to the dominant logic. And I think to bring it into a very local focus at Constant, we were here with Andrew Forbes, who is from London. He's an ancient grain farmer, baker, brewer, and holder of a database of these old grains, which is kind of a collective memory of these very special biological life. And while we were here, we were building an antenna, and he said, "Oh, there's some scarlet pimpernel," which was a little flower along the west wall of the backyard. It's a very low-lying, they would say it's a weed. I would say it's a volunteer here. No one planted it, but it's here. It lives in very poor soil, and it's very sensitive to light, so the flower opens in the morning, it closes at night. But also if there's a cloud that passes by, it will close. If you put a tarp over the flower, it stays open. So it's interesting. It's only if it's a atmospheric condition of shadow, then it will close. And the kind of common name of this flower is called the poor man's weather glass. So it was a way that shepherds could tell the weather. It was also called the shepherd's weather glass. And a weather glass was this kind of barometer. It was a glass vessel that they would put blue water in, and then they could see what the weather was. So this flower was operating as this tool. And so another participant, Hans Lamaranth, and came together around this little flower and thought maybe we could record its progression over a 1 hour time. And the clouds were passing yesterday, and we were able to capture the opening and closing of the flower. And today we will think how we could transpose this different rhythm of time. Maybe we don't call it time, it's a different rhythm, into a server time. And maybe we call it a seed time.
Thank you. Yeah, perfect. Okay. And we are in time to go to the meeting.
Thank you for